from the Mercy One Studio, live from the Iowa State Fair.
Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now, here's to your health.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health. We're so glad that you could join us today. We're here live at the Iowa State Fair, and it's just a beautiful day for people to come out to the fair. It's not so hot like what we've had in the past. And just a quick first aid reminder, remember to have your kids wear good shoes, you know, not sandals and that, because blisters are a big deal out here. And also bring your water so that you don't get dehydrated. You know, especially if you're elderly, make sure that you're keeping water. And there's a Red Cross first aid station out here in case anything happens that you need assistance. So be safe at the Iowa State Fair and enjoy all of the exhibitions, the food, the music, just a lot of fun. The Bill Riley stage is here just right across. We're out here live right across from the Bill Riley stage, and I want to give a thanks to our producer, Deacon Tony Valdez, who's back at the studio helping to get this done, and our associate producer, Jimmy Olson, who's out here at the fair doing all of the hard work to make sure that we're on the air. My guest today, I'm really excited to introduce, and that is Maggie DeWitty. She's the executive director of Iowans for Life. Welcome, Maggie.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's, you know, something that I thought, who can we talk with when we're out at the fair, where we have people coming from all over Iowa, and just, you know, such a wonderful array of people. And the Iowans for Life message, your mission, is so important to our state.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of how Iowans for Life came about?
Sure. So Iowans for Life is the longest standing pro-life organization in Iowa history. We were actually formed in 1972, a year prior to Roe v. Wade. We had a group of forward-thinking nurses and medical professionals that had gotten together and really saw the writing on the wall as to what was happening legislatively and what was going to come down the pike with Roe v. Wade. And sure enough, they were right. And so they had been gathering and educating each other, and were able to form in 1972, so that when Roe v. Wade, which of course is the landmark decision that happened in 1973 that legalized abortion in our country for all 9 months of pregnancy and has become the law of the land. And because of that, they were able to get together and really hit the ground running in terms of education and really trying to undo this devastating legislation.
And when we talk about why it's so devastating, you know, it's not just the elimination of life in the womb. Many people are affected and impacted through this decision.
Right. I think that people are misguided if they feel or think that they're not affected by abortion. Or if they think, well, I'm not going to have one, so it's not an issue for me. Or nobody I know. Well, they may know someone. Taboo subject. And not something that's easily talked about. It's very shameful. But we know by the sheer numbers of over 60 million of our pre-born brothers and sisters that have been lost, that in fact you do know, whether you realize it or not, someone that has been affected by abortion.
And there's fathers.
And fathers.
There's grandparents that don't even know.
Siblings. Aunts, uncles, friends. Everyone is affected by an abortion decision.
That whole, you know, circle of life, I was thinking Lion King just came out. That whole mm-hmm. circle of life that, yeah, I mean, imagine not knowing, because the thing I always think of, and we are going to talk a little later about Unplanned, that movie, mm-hmm. but the fear. Capturing people when they are fearful, and so many young people, high school age, even middle school age, college age, they're fearful, what is going to happen to my life, right?
Right.
And so the quick fix of abortion, we can make your problem go away, and we're living in very much in a quick fix society.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. So before anybody can process the information and think this through, they're already scheduled for an abortion.
Exactly. And that's the whole problem with this, is this mentality that we have in our society right now, that that is the solution to all your problems. And having a baby will cause you ruin. It will cause you to not be able to attain your goals, to not be able to do education, to not be able to work, and so on and so on. But they don't realize that that abortion decision will hamper them for the rest of their lives.
Well, and we know there is the post-traumatic disorder, but I would think very much depression and some of the very, you know, of trauma that are a potential in having an abortion.
And there is such a thing called post-abortive syndrome. And they have documented a lot of research on this. There's groups out there called Silent No More that is affiliated with Priests for Life and Father Frank Pavone. We have a group here in Iowa, Restored by Grace. They are post-abortive ministry groups that reach out to men and women who have been harmed by abortion and try and get healing from them. But they've also done a lot of research on the ill effects of abortion on women and men. And overwhelmingly, statistically, women who have had an abortion have higher rates of suicide, higher rates of addiction, depression, domestic violence, and the list goes on and on. And so statistically, we know that there is really devastating, harmful effects to women until they're able to get healed and get forgiveness from Christ and forgive themselves.
And we know we're on Iowa Catholic Radio, and we know that the divine physician and the divine healer is Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And that all things are possible through Christ. So if there's people that are listening out there, please know that if you have had an abortion and you've been put in that position, because we know many people are coerced into abortions because it is legal now in our country, just know that God is present there to heal you. And that, like Maggie has said, there are these different groups that I'm sure if you go to Iowans for Life, to their website, Maggie,
yes,
that you'd be able to get information on Restored. What is the?
Yep, Restored by Grace. We have a post-abortive tab, and it gives information about where you can go to get, you know, individual counseling, to get group counseling, retreats. We have a lot of priests that are trained in this issue that can provide reconciliation for Catholics, which is also a key part in getting yourself back in good graces with Christ. So there's lots of opportunities. And as you said, there's forgiveness and there's healing.
Right.
You just have to reach out. There are people that are here for you no matter what you've done, no matter what the decision that you made.
That's right.
You still are precious and you have dignity and worth and you're forgiven.
Christ came to forgive. He came for sinners. So the only person that's trying to keep anybody away from forgiveness, we know, that's Satan. So,
from the pit.
Yeah. I think, what was it? Not C.S. Lewis, but I think it was C.S. Lewis that was saying really the greatest issue in our time was the lack of belief that Satan exists.
Yes.
And so the reality is that, yes, in the church, as you mentioned, in the Catholic Church, one of our great sacraments of healing is the sacrament of reconciliation and what used to be termed as confession. And what happens there is the sin is removed, but you're given restorative grace to be able to live your life and to be able to make those choices, because those are hard times. You know, for a young woman that is faced with an unplanned pregnancy to all of a sudden, you know, maybe not have a support network that is going to embrace her and help her on the journey.
Right.
And I think that's the other thing that I want to talk about, what Iowans for Life is doing to try to help women on the journey so they can make a choice for life rather than in fear choose abortion.
Right.
Yeah.
And we partner a lot with, there is a ton of really phenomenal crisis pregnancy centers out there. And resource centers, I mean, right here in the Des Moines area, we've got Inner Visions, we've got Informed Choices, but really we've got pregnancy centers all across our state that far outnumber the Planned Parenthoods, by the way. And they're providing real service to women. And so we do our best to educate and for as many women as we can to these centers, because they're gonna walk through you all the way through your pregnancy and beyond, which is a big myth that people have in the pro-life movement, is that we only care about the baby. And that's not true. If you if you volunteer at any of these crisis pregnancy centers, you'll see firsthand they're with these women far after their baby is born.
And we need to empower women to make a positive choice in their life, right?
Exactly.
Because it is about the woman. You know, they're in a situation, it is about the baby too, but the woman is the one who's making the decision.
Oh, sure. And we're not going to save the baby if we don't save the woman first.
Right. And so I love that. Yes, InterVisions I'm more familiar with, and they do. They help to provide what is needed in order to be able to get through the pregnancy and beyond, as you say. And that's important for them to know. So if they go to the website, is it www.iowansforlife.com?
.org.
Yep. So www.iowansforlife.org. You can go to that, and Maggie DeWitty is the executive director. You can ask for her, and she can direct you to whoever, to be able to get that support that you're, you know, possibly out there right now listening, and you don't feel you have any support.
Exactly.
And we want you to know that you are supported in the journey if you just reach out and make that decision to be able to get that help.
Right.
So 72, that is really amazing how that is, you know, forward thinking, that it was before Roe v. Wade. And we have to take a real quick break on that note, and then we're going to be right back on Here's to Your Health.
Thank you to Bozeman the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozeman from Bozeman the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozeman. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozeman.com.
Would you like to get more involved as a volunteer? InterVisions Healthcare empowers at-risk women facing unplanned pregnancies to make life-affirming decisions. But our nursing staff can't do it alone. Our unplanned pregnancy clinic seeks dedicated receptionists and nursing volunteers to meet the needs of hundreds of at-risk patients we see each year. If you are a people person who wants to help moms with unplanned pregnancies, contact us today to learn more about volunteer opportunities. Call 515-440-2273 or visit ivhcare.org.
Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited release beers available in their tap room and at local stores, bars, and restaurants. Confluence has a beer garden for you, your family, and friends to enjoy. Confluence Brewing Company is located at 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Grays Lake and online at confluencebrewing.com. Confluence Brewing Company, where good things come together, ingredients, ideas, and friends.
Vitae Family Care is part of the Iowa Catholic Radio family. Pro-life physician Greg McKernan, a DO, has practiced for 27 years, seeing patients of all ages with just about every kind of need. Dr. McKernan lives his faith as a physician and is trained in NAPRO technology, allowing him to diagnose and treat many female conditions and even markedly reduce the occurrence of a miscarriage. VitaeFamilyCare.com. Remember, Vitae is Latin for life.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours. I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Okay. Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and with me today is the Executive Director of Iowans for Life, Maggie DeWitty. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we were going to talk about some of the legislative initiatives with Iowans for Life with our listeners. You want to kind of give us a review of what's the hottest topic
here? Sure. Well, we've got some really pressing issues coming before us here in the session. Basically, just a real condensed version, our first big win was the 20-week legislation that happened a couple sessions ago. And we were able to pass that, which means in Iowa, we have a restriction that you cannot have an abortion after 20 weeks. What we did with that is also we tried to add a 72-hour waiting period, because as you and I just discussed, a lot of times women will rethink if they have a little more time and a little more information under their belt and rethink that decision that they think is going to be the answer. Unfortunately, Planned Parenthood and the ACLU filed lawsuit against that 72-hour waiting period. They allowed the 20-week to go forward, but filed lawsuit. While that was going through the court, we were able to pass the heartbeat bill, which stated that when there is a heartbeat present, you cannot have an abortion. And in 2018, Governor Reynolds signed that bill into law. Shortly after she signed that, the court hearing came back, and the results came back. And unfortunately, what happened was the judge said not only was the 72-hour ruling unconstitutional, which we thought he would do, but our Iowa Supreme Court went a step further, and they said that not only is it unconstitutional, but here in Iowa, we have a fundamental right to abortion in our Iowa Constitution. Which, if anybody's read our Iowa Constitution, they will know there is no such thing as a fundamental right to abortion in our Constitution. So these activist judges here in Iowa legislated from the bench and created law. They took the role away from our elected legislators. These are unelected judges, and they created law.
So what happens with that situation? You know, I did a paper years ago, and I was so surprised to find out in the 1800s abortion was legal.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it was a lot of prominent women who were having the abortions to limit the number of children. And it was overturned then and became illegal.
Sure.
Because I think many people out there think, no, it was in the Roe v. Wade decision that abortion became legal, right?
Right. Yeah, abortion's been with us for a long time,
more than we would like to know.
Right.
And so now that the Supreme Court has done that, is that something that can actually be reversed?
Well, so that's what we're working at, and that's what we have a booth here at the Iowa State Fair in the Varied Industry Building, and we're working on that very issue, is educating on how to undo that. Because what happened then is because of that ruling, the judge said the heartbeat bill was unconstitutional because, again, if you have a fundamental right, you can't restrict it. And now we're in jeopardy of losing our 20-week. So we have to undo what these activist judges did. So what we need to do is we need to pass a constitutional amendment to our Iowa Constitution. And so we're educating people right now on that process. It's very arduous, and so we've got work ahead of us. To undo what they did, it has to pass two consecutive legislative sessions and then a vote before the people before we can amend our Constitution. Just to put it back to where it was, just to neutralize what they did and say, no, there isn't a fundamental right to abortion. It wouldn't outlaw abortion, what we're doing here. It would just neutralize what they did, so then we could, through our legislature, restrict abortion like we'd been trying to do previously.
So again, if you just joined us, we're talking with Maggie DeWitty, and she's the Executive Director of Iowans for Life. We're talking about the recent legislation and what's happened with the Supreme Court here in the state of Iowa and giving the fundamental right to abortion and that impacting the 20-week
heartbeat
bill. So you can reach Maggie at Iowans for Life. It's www.iowansforlife.org.
Yes.
And you can find out more on what you can do, because I'm sure you need people in all the counties in Iowa to be able to help support this initiative if you are a person that is pro-life and wanting to help to turn the tide of abortion. As you said, 60 million abortions in the United States since 73?
Yes.
And I want to go back because, if I'm not mistaken, the whole premise for Roe v. Wade was false.
Right.
So can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
It was a privacy issue is what it kind of started out as. And also, interestingly enough, Roe versus Wade, Roe, she did not even have an abortion.
Right. Here all these years later, what I thought. Here all these years later, everybody's, no, you know.
She actually placed her child for adoption. And She went through her pregnancy. She was a total pawn. She came out and spoke all across the country trying to undo
what had been done
in her name.
Yeah.
And she was devastated by what she had been. But she was hoodwinked. She was manipulated by a lot of liberal activists who wanted to get this passed. And they saw an opportunity with her, and they took it, and they used her. And she spent all of her life, and she is now deceased, trying to undo this dreadful decision in her name.
You know, and I don't know where we would pinpoint a time where promiscuity became so, you know, the norm, so to say, because we had the Roaring Twenties. You know, we can go back to the Roman days. We have a lot of times that, you know, I'm sure we're not proud of. But the fact is, women take the brunt of an unplanned pregnancy.
They do.
They're the decision makers, and unfortunately, families, they are in their own shock of, you know, an unplanned pregnancy among one of their children. And yet, we still do not have parental consent for abortion. Can you talk about that? And the medical, you know, parents have to be involved up to age 18 in any medical decision, right?
Right.
Okay.
And we do here in Iowa, we have parental notification.
Okay.
Which is different than a consent.
Okay.
And also you can get a waiver, which my understanding.
In the case of abuse,
But I think that it has been misused.
Sure.
To sidestep parental notification on this. But that's very different than having a parental consent, which we should have, obviously. I mean, you can't have a Tylenol. You can't do anything without a written consent.
Right.
And that's different than just being notified.
And some of the things that can happen from an abortion is there can be hemorrhaging. I mean, even from a abortion in a facility that is considered a clinic. Hemorrhaging, there can be sterility, the inability to have babies, and you know, perforated uterus.
Yeah.
The list would go on.
Oh, absolutely. And I would use that word clinic loosely because the bottom line is that none of these so-called clinics are regulated in the same way. We've tried to pass legislation here in Iowa and elsewhere to make abortion facilities the same as ambulatory surgical centers, and they have been denied and denied. Yet these people claim to care about women and care about their health, but they don't want to regulate their health clinic. Simple things like making sure that the aisles are big enough for a gurney, making sure that the abortion doctors have admitting privileges to hospitals. Very simple, basic things that if you were going to go in and have, you know, an operation on your big toe, you'd have more restrictions than when you'd go into an abortion facility to end the life of your child.
And I think that there was one of the states, it was a Missouri, I think, or Georgia, they wouldn't relicense a Planned Parenthood facility because of that. They weren't willing to bring it up to ambulatory standards because I'm sure the cost involved.
Sure.
Right.
And as we saw, maybe some of your listeners saw the movie God's Now.
Right.
That came out a few years ago that showcased that wasn't an isolated incident. His house of horrors in Philadelphia where he had just horrific things. I mean, just unsanitary conditions. Women were dying. Children were being killed after they had been delivered. Just the horror on top of horror. No regulations. That wasn't an isolated incident. Those kinds of things are happening all across our country because there's no regulation in these clinics.
And for those of you who Maggie just was telling about that movie, that's the Gosnell movie. It's Gosnell. It's about Dr. Gosnell. And he was an abortion doctor who is now serving time in prison because of what was happening there. But there's another movie that I think for people, you know, some people are like, I don't think I can go and see that, you know, be too upsetting. Well, yeah, abortion is a very upsetting topic. And it doesn't help to sweep it under the rug and not talk about it. But a better, I think, more what do I want to say, palliative movie on abortion is the movie Unplanned.
Sure.
Can you tell our listeners how they can see Unplanned?
Yeah, well, it's just coming out pre-release on DVD already now.
Wonderful.
So this next week you can get it on DVD at Amazon or, you know, a variety of different places that you get your DVDs. You can order it. Phenomenal true story of Abby Johnson, former abortion director for Planned Parenthood in Texas. She wrote a book, Unplanned, and then wrote another book, If the Walls Could Talk. But this movie was based on her book, Unplanned, and it's her true story of having her kind of aha moment or her God moment in realizing she wasn't helping women.
And she really thought she was. She'd had two abortions herself.
Right. And she really felt that Planned Parenthood was helping women. And then she was asked to go into a procedure room and witness an ultrasound-guided abortion. And she saw that little life taken. And she immediately went to, across the street, to the 40 Days for Life campaign and Sean Carney. And we have 40 Days for Life here in Des Moines. We have another one starting in September. It's a peaceful presence in front of Planned Parenthood. People think that doesn't make a difference. You need to read Abby Johnson's book and watch her movie, because that's the very people she went to when she realized she was on the wrong side of this issue.
They've been praying for her. They've been praying for everyone in there, and prayer works.
It does.
Prayer works and prayer heals, and it's just the idea that it's in fear that most people get an abortion tells you a lot.
Right.
Because fear is always directed by the evil one.
And how many women will turn away when they see somebody praying? You know, they're looking for a sign. They're looking for anything to help them because they're in crisis.
Right.
And they see someone out there with a loving face that's peaceful and praying and has a sign that says, we'll help you. That's a sign. And a lot of women will turn away when they see that.
Yeah. And again, we're talking with Maggie DeWitty. We're on Iowa Catholic Radio. Here's to your health. I'm Dr. Carla. And if you've just joined us, we're talking about the Iowans for Life, what they're doing to try to help with legislation to move in a pro-life direction, and what resources are available. Also, the education you were just talking about, and we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and let's talk about some of the education initiatives that you're doing right now to help people.
You bet.
All right. We'll be right back on Here's to Your Health.
Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozen.com.
Would you like to get more involved as a volunteer? InterVisions Healthcare empowers at-risk women facing unplanned pregnancies to make life-affirming decisions. But our nursing staff can't do it alone. Our unplanned pregnancy clinic seeks dedicated receptionists and nursing volunteers to meet the needs of hundreds of at-risk patients we see each year. If you are a people person who wants to help moms with unplanned pregnancies, contact us today to learn more about volunteer opportunities. Call 515-440-2273 or visit ivhcare.org.
Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited release beers available in their tap room and at local stores, bars, and restaurants. Confluence has a beer garden for you, your family, and friends to enjoy. Confluence Brewing Company is located at 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Grays Lake and online at confluencebrewing.com. Confluence Brewing Company, where good things come together, ingredients, ideas, and friends.
Vitae Family Care is part of the Iowa Catholic Radio family. Pro-life physician Greg McKernan, a DO, has practiced for 27 years, seeing patients of all ages with just about every kind of need. Dr. McKernan lives his faith as a physician and is trained in NAPRO technology, allowing him to diagnose and treat many female conditions and even markedly reduce the occurrence of a miscarriage. VitaeFamilyCare.com. Remember, Vitae is Latin for life.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees, from customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment. You can always count on Golden Rule, and by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours. I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com. Are you looking for a supportive, like-minded homeschooling community that values virtue and academics? Do you desire a Catholic peer group for your children that builds lasting relationships? Established in 2010, Catholic Schoolhouse Des Moines offers programs from preschool through high school using a classical model. Whether you are currently homeschooling or considering homeschooling, we can help. For more information, visit CatholicSchoolhouse.com. This message was brought to you by Savage Power.
Hey, Darren. Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and joining me today is Maggie DeWitty, the Executive Director of Iowans for Life. Thanks again for joining us on such a busy fair day, Maggie.
Oh, well, glad to be here.
You have a booth out here, so tell people, where are you?
Yeah, so we're in the southeast corner of the Varied Industry Building, and we are out educating. We have had a fair booth out here for 35 years, so it's been one of our really big opportunities to educate on life issues.
And what's your response from people in Iowa that come by and want to talk?
You know, it's been interesting, this fair. I would say prior to this fair, and I wouldn't say that it's necessarily this fair either, but we've had a lot more hostility this year than we've had in previous years. We've had some sign vandalized, we've been spit on, we've had some, you know, really nasty things said to us. And usually that happens occasionally. But not to the degree that it's happening.
Yeah, I think we're seeing that in society just as a whole, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I think that we're, you know, with the politicians out there, and the conservatives in particular, we're seeing a lot of hate. And you know what that tells you, I think, is that there's a lot of turmoil going on inside individuals.
Oh, yeah. You can see the anger in them when they come up there. You can just tell by the look on their face they're ready to
And
battle.
It's like, why are they so angry, mm-hmm. right? Because when you look at the values we hold, especially we're a country founded under God, right? Mm-hmm. And I think we've forgotten. That's how we were founded. People were fleeing countries that were oppressive. And to have that religious freedom, freedom of speech, but, you know, freedom to live, right?
Right.
The pursuit of happiness. And I don't see where abortion fits into our pursuit of happiness.
No, not hardly.
So what are you doing to help educate people?
Well, so one of the things that we've had every year is we have our fetal models. And those are such a hit, particularly for the kids. And when we get the kids in, then, of course, mom and dad follow. But we have the fetal models. We give the 12-week models out to the little ones. But we also are educating on what we talked about previously on this constitutional amendment. We have a corn poll survey, mm-hmm. and we're asking people, would you vote for this? No fundamental right to abortion. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they take our quiz, and they get a prize, and then they can sign our petition. And we also have
So you do have petitions that people can come in to the Varied
Industry Building.
Varied Industry Building.
building, mm-hmm. and you can go ahead and sign petitions,
yep.
and you can vote
yes.
on if you'd support a bill or not, so people can get an understanding of that.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, it's so important that we have young people educated, as you're saying, because, you know, I teach at the college level in that, and I've taught in developmental psychology specifically, like when we were talking at the break, and I am so surprised because when we do development in the womb, so many students come up after and are so shocked to learn about neural development.
Mm-hmm.
When do babies feel pain?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, these fetal models, we have little explanations of what goes on at each stage of development. And we also have a video of a 3D ultrasound that's playing that shows the baby.
Which, those are phenomenal.
Those are so phenomenal. I mean, the idea that this is just some kind of clump of cells
right.
or glob of tissue is so beyond belief. Science is on our side. I mean,
this is the most vulnerable of the vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't speak for themselves. Somebody's got to speak for them.
Right.
And you saw that miracle of life picture of the surgeon that was doing intrauterine.
Yes. And the hand came up.
And the hand,
yes.
the little baby's hand reached out and mm-hmm. held the surgeon's finger.
Yes. Amazing.
Powerful
Amazing.
Stuff when you see that. So yeah. my thought is, you know, we know a lot of people who maybe they've experienced infertility and they're going through a lot of, you know, a huge medical process in order to try to conceive, right? As soon as conception occurs, Maggie, that is their baby.
Oh, absolutely.
That is their baby, mm-hmm. and they're doing everything to protect it, right?
Right.
And then on the other hand, we have people telling us legislatively, that's not a baby.
Right.
Right?
And they've even changed the medical definition of when life begins to implantation versus conception for that very issue.
And it's all words.
And
because we know, like you were saying, science has evolved tremendously. Mm-hmm. And that 3D imaging mm-hmm. is incredible. And I would just say, if you're thinking about an abortion out there at this moment, you can go to InnerVisions and they will do I don't know if it's 3D, but they will do an ultrasound and show you your baby.
Right.
And also, there's resources like Maggie is saying. You can go to www.iowansforlife.org mm-hmm. and you can connect with somebody there and they will be able to help you to get the support services that you need right now in order to go through your pregnancy and either keep your baby, or there are many, many couples that are looking to have a baby. Right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. In my previous job, I was the adoption coordinator for Catholic Charities, and I can tell you that the need is great.
Right. Because of abortion. I mean, 60
yes.
million
yeah.
aborted babies. And it would translate then that those babies aren't available to be adopted by families that want to have a baby.
Exactly.
That aren't able to otherwise. So, yeah. So how young do you educate? And if we have parents out there listening and they're thinking, you know, I'm pro-life, but I certainly want to convey this to my children, that they are, you know, hopefully pro-life as well
mm-hmm.
and don't get swept up in the secular, you know, way of thinking. Right.
Right. Well, you know, as I would educate my adoptive parents when I did adoptive work, you know, you start telling their adoption story from day one, even before they even understand. And I say you start telling their story of how good and how much dignity and worth, and they're made in the image of God, and you start that language from day one with your children, because that's really what we've lost. And that's one of the reasons why we've started our pro-life curriculum, our Respect Life curriculum that we've gotten in several Catholic schools now around the Des Moines Diocese. And the premise of that curriculum is, it doesn't matter what talents or abilities, how you look, what you do. It doesn't matter. What matters is you're made in the image and likeness of God, and you have value, and you have worth, and you have dignity.
And that's where your value and worth and dignity comes from.
Exactly.
Not your degree, not yeah. because your family may be rich or poor or whatever. Everybody is equal in the eyes of God. And how our Lord said, you know, I knew you before you were formed in the womb.
Right.
I mean,
I knit you in your mother's womb.
It's so amazing. And that soul. And so maybe that's why the culture has moved in such a direction, because we have lost so much faith in our culture. So many people in the 60s walked away from, you know, their religious beliefs, right?
Exactly. And we have lost that. And I think that's why this curriculum and others like ours are important that we're getting out there. So our curriculum is K through 8,
okay,
age appropriate. And so we start with that basic premise of your value and your dignity. And if we can convey that to our young people early on, they're going to understand. I mean, these little kids that come up and want these 12-week babies, when we say, what is this? They miraculously say, oh, well, that's a baby.
They know.
They get it.
They understand. They haven't had the manipulation.
Right. And we need to keep that going with them.
Right. What about homeschooled kids? Do you take curriculum too if the parents are homeschooling?
Absolutely. And RE programs.
Okay.
So this can be implemented in your religious education program at your parish as well.
And Iowans for Life is a interdenominational with Catholic theology. And you want to explain this to our listeners?
Yeah. So we're open to any denominations, but we do follow the teachings of the Catholic Church. So everything that we educate is going to be in line with the magisterium and the teachings of the Catholic Church. And what also makes us unique is that we educate on a lot of those issues that pro-life groups don't educate on, like contraception.
Right.
And IVF, in vitro fertilization, and the ills of both of those things,
right,
but
right.
also the beauty of theology of the body and
yes.
natural family planning.
Yes.
And those, again, are those key concepts that we need, that we've forgotten about.
The dignity of the human being. When we look at natural family planning, there is a mm-hmm. respect there in, acknowledging the woman's cycle. And
yes.
that there's a period of abstinence that you have that respect for one another if that's the decision that you're not wanting to have a baby at that time.
Right.
And what's so remarkable is that it's actually, we would be opposed to the birth control pill mm-hmm. for a variety of reasons. When I was in
right.
my medical studies, just the pharmacology of it.
Terrible.
Blood clots, early strokes.
Cancer-causing.
So many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's pages and pages, Maggie,
yeah.
in the pharmaceutical books. And I'm like, when I first read that, I thought, why isn't anybody screaming this? Why are women the ones that are
Why are we
being
putting our 16-year-old daughters on
exactly.
these cancer-causing hormones?
Exactly. And the other thing people don't realize, too, they wonder why they get pregnant on the birth control pill is because you need to take that pill at the same time every single day or
yeah.
you're going to have the opportunity for
and
pregnancy.
And you know what? The abortion industry on that. They bank on the
sure,
fact.
Sure, because then it feeds their abortion.
Exactly. They
right?
know the contraception is going to fail. Statistically, we have another thing on our website is a women's reproductive resource magazine that we published
Excellent.
Through us 2 years ago. And it lists all the information, the falsehoods on contraception, and the statistics of how, when you're on it for so many years, statistically, your likelihood of getting having an unplanned pregnancy are significant. So
right.
we're buying this false sense of security that isn't there.
Because they try to act like, oh, if you go on the birth control, you'll
mm-hmm.
be fine. Then all of a sudden comes the unplanned pregnancy, and then, well we're going to
have an abortion
here and have an abortion, and you can live with the results.
Exactly.
Right? And the results maybe you will never be able to have a child again.
That's true.
There's
some really physical damage that happens during an abortion. Procedure.
So what message today are you really wanting to get out to our listeners who have joined us? What message from Iowans for Life do you want to get out there? Come to the fair, sign the petition if you're a pro-life
yeah.
person, because we have listeners of all different, ways of thinking.
I would say do something. And if that great, because we know that's the greatest thing that you can do. But every single person has some part to play.
Right.
And this is the issue of our time. I mean, there really isn't anything you can compare 60 million of our lost brothers and sisters
right. we
to.
We think of the Holocaust, right?
Exactly.
And how many people were lost there? And I think, 6 million? I can't remember.
Yeah, 6 million.
And this is mm-hmm. 10 times the number
yes.
of people who were lost in the Holocaust.
Yes.
And so, ignorance is not bliss. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to be not culpable because by doing nothing, you're doing something.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so it's really important. You make a decision. Are you for life or are you not for life?
Right.
And wasn't it Pope John Paul II who was saying the culture of death?
The culture of death. And Pope Francis, the throwaway culture.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, mm-hmm. Instant. Every instant gratification. And even my husband and I were just talking on the way out because of the Epstein situation that mm-hmm. we've heard about, how, you know, Victoria's Secret, it's soft pornography.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and it's in our malls.
It
so
did.
How
it
have
is.
We desensitized people? Because that plays a role into abortion.
Oh, it absolutely does. In that movie Shades of Grey that came out that kind of tried to popularize pornography, the book and the movie, that was wildly popular with young people.
There's a part that we're not teaching women to value themselves as a person, their bodies, that it's not a commodity to be traded easily, right? We are hoping and praying people can keep their chastity to be in the sacrament of marriage.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Where then you can welcome children and have the joy because, you know, people were saying, like, the Ten Commandments, they're there for our blessing, mm-hmm. not as a restriction. Mm-hmm. They're there for our blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how do we help people's hearts to move?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the movies are coming out. The education is there. What do you see being, you know, the major hurdle for Iowans for Life to get over with this culture that we're living in right now?
Well, I think we need bodies. We need people. Like I said, you can't sit by and say, oh, there's Iowans for Life. You know, everybody has to be a part of this movement. We need help.
Come out for the walks.
Come out for a dinner. We need financial support. I mean, we're combating Planned Parenthood, and they're mammoth.
They're funded.
And they are well-funded, and we limp along in the pro-life movement, and we really need that support.
You need people.
We need people.
Need money. You need people with expertise.
We do.
People that have the medical expertise that can help explain.
Exactly.
You know, the nurses, the doctors, people who are attorneys that are legislative, you know, people that can be liaisons to our legislature to be able to explain this. Okay, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Maggie DeWitty from Iowans for Life.
Florists for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozen.com.
Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited release beers available in their tap room and at local stores, bars, and restaurants. Confluence has a beer garden for you, your family, and friends to enjoy. Confluence Brewing Company is located at 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Grays Lake and online at confluencebrewing.com. Confluence Brewing Company, where good things come together, ingredients, ideas, and friends.
Vitae Family Care is part of the Iowa Catholic Radio family. Pro-life physician Greg McKernan, a DO, has practiced for 27 years, seeing patients of all ages with just about every kind of need. Dr. McKernan lives his faith as a physician and is trained in NAPRO technology, allowing him to diagnose and treat many female conditions and even markedly reduce the occurrence of a miscarriage. VitaeFamilyCare.com. Remember, Vitae is Latin for life.
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours. I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at Des Moines-DentalAssociates.com. homeschoolingmom. Are you looking for a supportive, like-minded homeschooling community that values virtue and academics? Do you desire a Catholic peer group for your children that builds lasting relationships? Established in 2010, Catholic Schoolhouse Des Moines offers programs from preschool through high school using a classical model. Whether you are currently homeschooling or considering homeschooling, we can help. For more information, visit CatholicSchoolhouse.com. This message was brought to you by Savage Power.
Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and joining me today is Maggie DeWitty, the Executive Director with Iowans for Life. So you've got a big dinner coming up that we want to tell our listeners about.
We do. We have our annual fundraising banquet on October 3rd, and our keynote speaker is Gloria Purvis. Some of you may tune in to her. She has the EWTN Morning Glory show with her co-host is Deacon Harold, and he was the keynote for the Catholic Men's Conference here too long ago.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful,
so now we're going to have both of them here.
That's great. So how do people get tickets?
So the easiest way is to jump on our website, iowansforlife.org, and right on the home page is a tab to register for a dinner. You can certainly call us at 515-255-4113. And we can give you information, mail you an invitation. The easiest way is just jump on our website.
And do come out, because it's really a wonderful event, but you get informed. And I think that's part of the problem is people, you know, just like my students, not knowing about pain in the, you know, realm of development.
Right.
It's like, you know, you learn so much from the speakers that you bring.
Oh, yeah. And she's phenomenal. If anybody tunes in, you have to pick it up pretty early in the morning, but if you do listen to her, she's on here at on Iowa Catholic Radio. I think it's like maybe at 6 in the morning or...
And podcasts, usually you can catch podcasts too if you're not able to get up that early.
and her keynote speech is going to talk about racism and abortion and the medical community.
Excellent.
And so it's going to be really, really great. She's got some good insight. She's just a powerful pro-life speaker, very passionate about the issue, and I guarantee you're going to learn something from her.
Well, and we were talking on one of the breaks, too, about Margaret Sanger. Last year you had an excellent program that was a play that involved, you know, the arguments by Sanger and... Was C.S. Lewis one of them? I'm trying to think.
We had Margaret Sanger, and we had Ayn Rand, and then we had St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta,
yes.
And then we had G.K. Chesterton
was
the moderator.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And the uninformed arguments that definitely prevail.
Right.
In the abortion argument.
Right. And that was so good because we used their own words. Mm-hmm. We didn't make any of that up. This was stuff that they had written. And
this
said.
Has gone on the road.
Yeah. We did it in about 7 different parishes around Des Moines. And it was just very good. And we got very good positive feedback. Of course, we're getting more calls, but we did record it, and so now we will have the DVD available. So
that, if you're interested in showing that at maybe an evening at your parish, you can go ahead and contact Maggie DeWitty at Iowans for Life and get a copy of the DVD to be able to show. It's excellent. It shows the false arguments, the false premises that you wouldn't, you know, otherwise see than if you were watching these people.
Exactly.
And speaking of people out there in different counties, if you're picking this up by podcast or if you've got Alexa, you know, you can say, turn on Iowa Catholic Radio on Alexa now, and she'll go right to it. But if you're listening from out and around Iowa, you can also contact Maggie if you have enough people that you're thinking of starting a Iowans for Life affiliate in your area, right, Maggie?
Absolutely. And we really also encourage not only the county groups, but if you're in a parish and you don't have a pro-life group, start one. Or if you do, get involved in one and get involved in with us, because there are so many ways to partner with that.
And you'll have all the resources right
exactly.
there. You don't have to build it from scratch.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Oh, that's wonderful. And then you have another exciting event coming up, and that is the March for Life that's
yes.
happening in D.C.
Exactly. We take Iowans from all across the state, and that's another long-term event that we've had for since the existence of the March. We've probably been bringing Iowans out there for 30-plus years. And registration deadline is November 1st. You can get information on our website about that. But we travel out to D.C. It really is a pilgrimage. We're going to pack you full of prayer. We pray all the way up. We pray while we're there. We pray all the way back. We inform you with great educational information. We watch good pro-life movies, Christian movies. So it is a pilgrimage experience, because it is a long trek out to D.C., but it's worth it.
You have Father Pavone is out there, right?
Yeah, all the big
Mitch,
pro-lifers.
Father Mitch, I think, sometimes has joined you in D.C. You've got parents, you've got children of all ages,
yes,
college age kids, high
retirees.
School kids, Focus, I think, do they have mm-hmm. representation out there?
Oh, too? Yes, it's yeah. all ages, definitely.
Your Priest for Life, mm-hmm. it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. If you haven't been in a, you know, March for Life, this is an opportunity to really, really get to the grassroots movement. Just
yeah.
the presence of the people.
It really invigorates you, even if you've been in the pro-life trenches for years and years. You know, this will be going on my 9th trip coming up this January, and I tell you, every year I learn something new. I come back more empowered, more invigorated to keep fighting the fight.
So if you're a pro-lifer out there and you're just needing to get a good shot of adrenaline,
yeah,
this would be the time to get together with all those people that can, you know, really tell you again why you're doing this hard fight.
Absolutely.
Right. Again, I want to reiterate that 6 million people died in the Holocaust. That was one of the greatest atrocities of our time. This is the atrocity of our generation. 60 million since mm-hmm. 1973, based on a false premise with Roe that didn't even have an abortion.
Right.
60 million babies' lives are lost. Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we know they're in heaven with our Lord, but they were lost to the people that could have enjoyed the blessing of their life here in this world.
And those people are walking around wounded.
Yeah. And so there's healing.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to www.iowansforlife.org, and you can go ahead and get information there. If you are a post-abortion survivor, they have resources for you. If you're a woman who has found herself with an unplanned pregnancy, reach out. They have resources that they can direct you to
yes.
to be able to help you. If you're an educator and you want to get programs in your school, in your parish, wherever, contact Maggie DeWitty. And I just want to thank you for coming out today.
Well, thank you so much. It
Come
was a
back
pleasure.
Again.
Please.
All
yes,
right.
I would love to.
And that's a wrap for us here on Here's to Your Health. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Carla. Bye-bye.
Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Live your life for God. Here's to your health.